Chof Hei Nisan, Tovshin Ayin Beis. Or have Avram Ruvin Posen. Sfiras Ta'omer, what to do if you missed, if you counted the wrong day.
Morning. Tzada Halacha, in Hilchus Sfiras Ta'omer, the Torah brings it down b'shem v'rav Yoh. One is supposed to have Kavana b'shas when he makes the bracha, for which day he's going to now count. Which day of the Omer it is a kavana which he's supposed to have in the very bracha which he makes on the seal of the Omer. Now, if somebody had false kavana, he had wrong kavana, he started off counting the beginning of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, the Kenu Melech Olam, the Marshal, with kavana that he's now going to count one day, then he chaps himself away. He's attacking the wrong day. He's really supposed to count a different day. So he chaps himself. So now, at the end of the bracha, when he says, Hashem Kedoshonim Mitzvot V'Tzivonu, Asir Sa'imer L'Marshal, then he says the right day. He finishes off. He counts the right day. That's one example. And you can have the very same case the other way around. How would that be? He started off the bracha with the right day. He by mistake thought he's making a mistake. And now, he changed it from now, with kavana for the wrong day. And actually, the way all the poskim learn this halacha, and the way the mashmoyis of the Rishonim is takim kemat mefurish, is that he taka counts the wrong day. He taka counts the wrong day. The halacha then is, the way the Torah brings down Moshe and Rav Yav, the halacha there's at Oiske Paskin, as a nish yotze. He's not yotze, the bracha, and he has to go make another bracha. Say if he counted the right day, he has to go and make another bracha over. Say if he counted the wrong day, he also has to make another bracha over. The Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef rather, on this halacha, is chaylik. And as they verse is kapaskin tak in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechavot Paskins, Al-Kuponim, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if somebody had wrong kavana for one half of the bracha, regardless of which half, he does not go back and say it over. The bracha. He doesn't go and say a bracha over. As they pass in the Shulchan Aruch, what's the issue of the machlokes? What are they arguing about? It's pretty, really very simple. The tam of the Rav Yoh, that the Rav Yoh says that you do have to go back, is because the Dafa Hanan the Gemara in bracha. The Gemara, end of the first page in bracha, says if somebody took a case of sheikh of beer and he started making beer piagofen on it, and then he chaps himself, he said a shahakul taka, but the first part of the bracha he said wrong. Or the other way around, he said the first part of the bracha with kavanah to say shahakul, but the end of the bracha he said taka bayir priyagofen. So shayla suffering in the Gemara whether or not he is yaitzah. And to Leipzig, yiboy de lo yipshita. The Gemara is not poish at the shayla. Gather shtickle the shayla, had to learn it up, but we're not going to get into that. To Leipzig in the Gemara, yiboy de lo yipshita. Whether or not he's yotze with this bracha, or he has to make another bracha. Whether or not he makes another bracha. Zot Rav Yoh, as a yotze sfira sa'ime, a yotze sfira sa'ime is a deraisa. Since sfira sa'ime is a deraisa, therefore, sofik deraisa l'chumra, was a trick, and he has to go back now and make the bracha over in the case of sfira. Because a yotze sfira sa'ime is a deraisa, so therefore, he has to say the bracha over. He has to go over, say the bracha over. As they pass in the Torah, b'shem v'rav Yoh, the Zeruah brings the halacha, and the Mordechai brings the halacha. That if somebody had wrong kavanah in the beginning of or the end of the bracha sfira sa'imeh, he now has to go back, say the bracha over, and count again. Regardless of whether he already counted the right day or whether he didn't count the right day, he has to say the bracha over. The Shulchan Aruch, the Yosef, adding sich. The time is, what's the whole yisoid from where the Rav Yoh is coming from and says that you have to count over, that you have to make a bracha over? The ganze yisoid nemsich because the siboyit loyshet in the Gemara and sfiras ha'omer zok the Rav Yoh is a deraisa. Since sfiras ha'omer is a deraisa, therefore you have to count over. Zok the Beis Yosef, aber uns paskin in doch, we doch paskin that sfiras ha'omer is not deraisa, sfiras ha'omer is the rabbonim. Sfiras ha'omer is the rabbanon, neighbors are if I can't, so I think the rabbanon lehokil, and you're not allowed to make the bracha anymore. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Aruch, Paskin, the Beis Yosef, if somebody made a mistake in the bracha, in the kavanah he had b'shas when he made the bracha, doesn't make a difference whether he had a kavanah, he had a mistake in his kavanah at the beginning of the bracha, he had a mistake in his kavanah at the end of the bracha, it doesn't make a difference when he counted. You did not say the bracha over. Now, l'chayra, chava pokashas, I don't understand the Beis Yosef taina on the Rav Yov. Why not the paskin like the Rav Yov? The first kasha being that lefid the Beis Yosef, that this whole din of the Rav Yov be tali dafke if he holds fierce aim is the raisa. I b'zei chaps the chazeis dafke kasha. The Torah we know the Torah paskins fierce aim is the rabbanon. The Torah at the beginning of the sin paskins fierce aim is the rabbanon. At the very same time, the Torah also paskins the din of the Rav Yov. If the din of the Rav Yov is only because he holds fierce aim is the raisa. How can the Torah mitzadech of paskin that Sri Yisraim is the Rabbanon, and at the very same time paskin, in the case of where he had wrong kavan in a part of the bracha, that he has to go back because he boy the way of sin the Gemara, and therefore you have to be machmir. If Sri Yisraim is the Rabbanon, then you don't have to go back. If Sri Yisraim is the Rabbanon, as if the Beis Yosef sign is hakeh, l'chayra the halacha should be that you don't have to say the bracha over. This is ein kasha. A tzveita kasha is, that ganze halacha that we pass in that Sri Yisraim is the Rabbanon, is b'chol amish kan posh tazak. It's not a hands down psak. In fact, Pri Chodesh and Andra, they learn taka that the Ramah holds Sviyas Ha'im is their Isa, and the Pri Chodesh taka asks, why is the Ramah not chaylik on this din of the Shulchan Aruch over here where he had wrong kavan in part of the bracha, the Shulchan Aruch passing, you don't go back. Back to Pri Chodesh, why is the Ramah not magia and say you should go back? Because the Fidra Ramah, the way the Pri Chodesh learns, Sviyas Ha'im is thus their Isa. So it's doch schwer über sehen der Ramo. Thirdly is schwer. It would come out from this that, look through the way the Beis Yosef is learning, would come out that the Rav Yo, the Ezeruah, who paskins like the Rav Yo, and the Mordechai who brings them also, and the Torah who also paskins like them, these four Gedele Rishonim, Ala Haltin, all hold, that Sfiyah Sa'imu would become now is a Deraisa. So either say is the Chshver, why does the Beis Yosef passing like the Ran and says it's coming from the Foshim it's Sfiyah Sa'im is the Rabbanon, you have four Gedele Rishonim now added to the side who hold it's the Raisa. Okay, so Megidah Paskin and Taka Sfiyah Sa'im is the Raisa, and Taka Paskin is in the Rav Yod therefore, that if he had Falshi Kavon in part of the Broch, he has to go back. A fourth Kasha, or Raya rather, is the Chavis Yoy in his Sefer Mekir Chaim on Shulchan Aruch is Magia on the Shulchan Aruch over here from a Shulti Agiborim at the end of Pesachim. So if the Shulti Agiborim at the end of Pesachim brings down the din of the Rav Yoy. But, Sadar Knech Dalton, a shtickle which doesn't say in other places, Shulti Agiborim says the reason why you have to go back is not because Sfiyah Sa'im is the Raisa. He says, Sfiyah Sa'im is Ikra Menachayah. That means, Lo'ilam Sfiyah Sa'im is Taka Drabonon. Or Behayayis Deh Drabonon is a Ikra Menachayah. Therefore, so Dinam Azeviyah Deraisa, you find it in other places also. And therefore, you have to go back, you have to be Machmir. Medaf Machmir Zayin, Hayayis Zayin, Boyd Lo'if, in the Gemara, what the halach is, and someone has wrong Kavon and half the Bracha. So therefore, Muz Machmir Zayin, because Sfiyah Sa'im is Ikra Menachayah. Chavis Yor L'chayah, he means to say, that it would come out, he's coming to argue L'chayra on the Shulchan Aruch. It would come out L'chayra, Ibezoi, Takel, Halach, Lamait, Lefid, Chavis Yor, and Lefid, L'chayra, Vaskumtai, Sinaladi, Rayas, Mekashis, if it would be right, that if somebody made a mistake in the Kavona of the Bracha, we should take a paskin, like the Torah, B'Shem, the Rav Yor, that he would have to go back and say the Bracha over. So, Dofan and Nochadin. In the very same din, can we clarify what would be the halacha? We'll see the Shulchan Aruch, what would be the halacha if somebody had wrong kavana straight through the entire bracha? And when he was about to count, let's say he was the chazan, Stami didn't hear, when he was about to count the wrong day, and he had a chat himself, someone else told him, and he realized he was mechavan the whole bracha through for the wrong day. You see, till now, the shaila was, he had pot kavana was right, pot kavana was wrong, and that's totally in the boy of the Gemara in brachas. Pasach for the Sheikha, Sayyid the Khamra, that's totally in there. What would be the halacha, though, if he didn't have any right kavana whatsoever? The whole bracha of the gemach mitzvalshe kavana. The entire bracha he made with falshe kavana. What would be the halacha then? Would the Shulchan Aruch then also hold that yoytze with that bracha, you don't have to go back? The Taz says no. State in Taz, that b'chai gavna, there's no machloikis, b'chai gavna avade, if he had wrong kavana, the entire bracha, everyone, there's not tali b'chla only boy, the leivshetot, nish tali b'chla, same as the yaisa, the rabbon and how to fear sich. At the posh halacha, if he had wrong kavana the whole way through, he's not yoytze with that bracha, he has to go now and make a new bracha, and then count. The Mishnah Berurah b'shem b'chot Yosef and the Maimon Malche is chaylik, and he says no. Even then, Yosef. However, l'chayyeg etrafim that as Makuk Tarayim, if you look in the Rav Yoh itself, it's a lot longer than what the Torah brings down, and the Rav Yoh seems to say that in such a case, then it's not a chaylik. In such a case where he had wrong kavon of the whole bracha, avadi he has to go back. That's not only the Gemara and brachas. Over there, the Rav Yoh doesn't need to come on to the Iboy of the Gemara and Brachis and say, therefore, you have to be machmir because the boy is loyevshta. In a case where somebody had falsh kavon the entire bracha straight through, that then you would have to go back. Not like the way the Mishnah Berurah passes the shame chakis and my malchus. No, well, there are loch of the taz. Taka mechurish Rav Yoh, and lematino anyone is chaylik on this Rav Yoh. Because if they say he was chaylik on the din of the Rav Yoh, he's only chaylik on what the Rav Yoh is saying, mitzad the Gemara and Baruch says, the boy is leivshita, and you have to be machmir. On that, the Beis says, no, we passed into the Rabbanon, so you don't have to be machmir. But over here, it's not tali. If the guy didn't have kavana, fell didn't have kavana the whole bracha, mishtalim dos. Somebody didn't have kavana the whole bracha through. It's not mitzad the boy is leivshita, that we're machmir, and you have to go back. The reason why you have to go back is because bosh, the bracha is mishkven kam bracha. It wasn't the Rishtige bracha. That's the L'chayra Iskum al-Aloch, L'chayra not like the Mishnah Berurah passage. Chabit Chisach Tobe, Medaf Hashtein, the Gantz al-Aloch of the Rabbi Yoh. L'chayra, the Rabbi Yoh is given a, it's a Shveh. If somebody starts the bracha with wrong kavon, yeah, what is wrong kavon? He thinks it's a different day. Mecha Tesa B'chalal, thinking it's a different day, should make a difference. Lagabi the kavanah of the bracha, he has kavanah sviyas ha'imus. He has kavanah for the wrong day. Why is that considered wrong kavanah in the bracha? The bracha is hasheker d'shonim mitzvah v'tzivonah sviyas ha'imus. Good. Ken zayin the Rav Yoh taka holds that the sfira alein, the sfira itself is a chelik of the bracha. The goyim taka in Be'agro points out from this very Rav Yoh and Mordechai that they would hold that the sfira is not pshat that you have a bracha on a mitzvah of svira, but rather the svira itself was mesukin to say in a oifin fun abrocha. The svira itself, the brocha itself, that is the derech of the svira. The Moshe Shmuel brings a raya from the Rambam as the Rambam puts the halacha making a brocha on svira sa'imeh, he puts it in Hilchus Tamidim Musafim. The halacha svira sa'imeh. The chayyas is gadav zayin l'chayyin Hilchus Brochas. There's a raya from here that the Rambam taka holds also that the brocha of the svira and the svira alain are all one thing, the sphere of Esach Ketzelt al Yedei the Bracha, with the Bracha. It's a chelik of the Bracha. Shain. But it's doch al Tzveh. Pavos Heises ha falshi kavona l'maise, in the kavona when he says the words al Sphere Sa'im, he's mechaven al Sphere Sa'im, what's the nafkamina that he thinks a different day? So, we'll just be mazbe, very simple. L'chayra abach gemeint, after, that, does that zain tali, and how we pashtay the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ime. We know that McCain Claren is the mitzvah of Sfira Sa'ime. Is it a mitzvah to count 49 days? It's one greater mitzvah, which he does in different installments. Or, no, yeah, the mitzvah, yeah, the tag, every day of Sfira Sa'ime is a zaitige eigene mitzvah. Every day is a separate mitzvah, not totally one with the other. And L'chayra does also talk of the machloikis rishonim, whether if somebody missed a day, if he has to count over. The Bahag paskins, if somebody misses a day, showing Chafalin Zangan Zasvira, can't count anymore. Oh, but the Rosh Taina takes the Bahag. If I state this nisht, that's the Rosh, every day of Sfira Sa'im is a separate mitzvah, that's the Rosh's Taina. Memele, if he missed one day, Mehecha Teisa, he shouldn't be able to count right to the next day. As I Taina the Rosh. The Bahag Taka holds that it's one day, it's one mitzvah. Sorry, all 49 days are one mitzvah. Now, L'chayra Abed, It would have been schwer to make a machlokes hazoid. Hagamas the poskim to the bach and Friedrich, they take a say that that's pshat in the bag holds all one mitzvah. A belulu de vrem, what we can talk in. So Muzin Zayn hazoid can say the bag also holds that all 49 days are separate mitzvahs. Not look at the bag holds all one mitzvah. Of it, the bag holds the yisus dar in tmimis. Dar then you have to be tmimis. If you missed one day, you missed the tmimis of the sphere of the counting. Even if each day is a separate mitzvah of avadus abundant zan, it's not completely not totally over. So adin tmimis sheva shavos if tmimis tiena. Help the bahag if you missed the day. Haskes help in tmimis. So andre goinu which taka you see after the whole taka that's the vod. The Lamaya said, we saw from Amal and Sefer Ashulchan, I think it was, the Talmud of the Rashba, and he's taka speaking in Hilchos Chanukah. He's actually speaking Hilchos Bir Chometz, and he told Sue making a bracha on different mitzvahs and things, and he asked, why don't you make a separate Shechiyonu? Why don't you make a separate Shechiyonu on every day of Chanukah? Like that, and he says, and Sfiras Ha'imah, and even if you're going to tell me Sfiras Ha'imah is all one mitzvah, aber Chanukah is doch schwer. Doch sich hazei steht in Sefer Ashulchan. I didn't get a chance to check it up now again. But it's a dark cloud you're showing in the south in. What's happening? Because Chanukah, he wants to say after Chanukah, is every single day is a different mitzvah.
Because we're not
because we're light. We're not to light. Yeah, 8 days.
Different number
of
light, but it's not
making
a
day.
Like one night, every night.
Maybe every night is a new mitzvah to light. I have to check up the Sefer Ashulchan if I'm saying it over correctly. About Gubonim, Zikah, Asaf, was learning as I, daily, Apeskim, and under this, was learning taka that the Bahag Shita is that all the 49 days together constitute a mitzvah. Now, l'chayda, if you hold that it's all one mitzvah, then we'll say v'zei kemekler, and we'll be masbir soon in a minute, that l'chayda, the kavana which I have for one day, or the kavana I have for a second day, it doesn't make a difference. Kavana for sphere sa'imah. The mitzvah is sphere sa'imah. What I count, that's not totally my kavana. My kavana for that is not my lomayda, because that's not necessary. I'm not mechavim b'chlau for the day. The day gates sich nicht arayin in the kavana. We'll get to that maybe in a minute. Of a mash ain kain, if you hold that it's 49 separate days, if I have kavana for one day, and it turns out to be the second day, it's under the mitzvah. That is under the kavana, it's under the sphere sa'ime. It's a different mitzvah from sphere sa'ime. As under the mitzvah from sphere sa'ime, it's the taka posh tavada, as the kavana shtet, it's under the kavana. It's a different kavana. Now, how do I know, though, that the Rav Yo and the Tur taka hold that each day is a separate mitzvah? So the Torah is Gopas, the Torah of Paskins, if you miss a day, you keep on counting with the Bracha, Paskin be the Rosh and the Ri, that each day is not telling the others, you missed one day of Sfiras Ha'imah, you keep on counting vaitu with the Bracha. So L'chayra Mashma Azai, as a Paskin, like the Svar of the Rosh, the Torah Taka Paskin is like his father, and the stomach of the Svar is like the Zelbege, as a help that he holds, the Torah holds, Taka each day is a separate mitzvah. So, Vesmendoch, as the Torah holds, each day is a separate mitzvah. Man of Eisach has the Rav Yoh holds as I. How do I know the Rav Yoh holds each day is a separate mitzvah? I'll bring you a raya. There's a Rav Yoh in the Seder Shal Pesach, in the Hilchos of the Seder, the Rav Yoh asks a kasha. Why don't we make a bracha, Seder night, by the Seder, on Hallel? We should make a bracha on Hallel. Says Hallel. Every time we say Hallel, we make a bracha. Why are we not making a bracha on Hallel? The dog ben chach mitzafas, which taka made a bracha. Zukhir av yor, neid, mamash nishkan bracha, as evion zin a minig. Zukhir av yor, our minig's correct. We don't make a bracha on Hallel. Why not, Zukhir av yor? Zukhir the tam is azoi. You never make a bracha. You don't make two brachas, rather. You don't make two brachas on one mitzvah. Because you don't make one bracha, a bracha on a chelik from a mitzvah. Hey, you eat Hallelil Pesach, you say in two chalokim, before the second case, and then afterwards on the fourth case, you say it in two separate chalokim. The pasnish to make a bracha, when are you going to make a bracha? On the first half, you can't make a bracha, because you don't make a bracha on half a mitzvah. On the second part, you can't make a bracha, you don't make a bracha on half a mitzvah. The mafanish can bracha b'chalal. Why do you make a bracha on Sfiras Ha'imah? Oif Sfiras HaOmis Alt Ein Mitzvah, we're making a bracha kumtzachos on 49 chalokim for the mitzvah. Elamai al koch v'Rav Yochal, Rav Yochal told that each day of the 49 days of Sfiras HaOmis is its own mitzvah, and therefore you can make a bracha. You're not making a bracha on a chelik mitzvah, you're making a bracha on a ganze mitzvah, as if it's far from the Rosh and the Reed. You're making a bracha on a ganze mitzvah, not shvet. I was a homer ha'ayadach, that the Rav Yochal holds each day is a separate mitzvah. If each day is a separate mitzvah, the same thing all good. The fact of the Rav Yochal and the Torah, that they paskin, if you missed it, if you had kavona for a different day, they paskin hake, as it says, it's an andre kavona. It's an andre kavona, it's an andre bracha. Why is it andre bracha? Because it's an andre mitzvah in Sviyas Ha'ime. Had the gemach the bracha nam, the Sviyas Ha'ime, shal yoyim David, he made this bracha on Sviyas Ha'ime, of yoyim hei. It's an andre mitzvah, it's an andre bracha. As under a bracha is a garnish yetzer. So it's the same thing as if you would have said shahakul when you have to say agofen. The fact that the nusach ha-bracha is the same, that doesn't help. Because it's not the nusach alone, which is what makes the nafkamina, it's the kavana. The poshet. I mean, you see when the fella says baruch ha-tah Hashem l'kenu melech olam, he's going to say shahakul agofen, it's the same thought. The words are the same. But the kavana is andish. So too over here, he said, the same words of Sfiras Ha'ima, but the Kavon is Andish, as the Kavon is Andish, the Kavon of Ha'ander Baruch, the Kavon of Ha'ander Mitzvah, Takanish Yotze. Can we understand good the Psaak of the Rav Yochal and the Psaak of the Torah Eichet? But we do Ha'choshish for the Shittas Ha'bahag. Well, then the Choshish for the Shittas Ha'bahag. We do Ha'fezich, and when Afriya, the Psaak from the Tumas Hadeshin already says of the Kain Ogu, if somebody misses a day of Sfiras Ha'ima, so the next day is on, he counts it out of bracha. He has someone else to be mighty him, but he doesn't make a bracha himself. Why not? And if you miss one day, the ganze mitzvah is alt ein mitzvah. And if you miss one day, the ganze mitzvah legamri. So the feed of bahag, you wouldn't count the chlau. But counting on our bracha, there's nothing wrong with it. So therefore, we're choishish with other shittas, and we count without a bracha. A bracha you can't make, because after the halach is as evi the bahag. Let's not say a bracha about all it. Comes to choishish. And the Gabi Brachas with the Choshe for the Shittas of Bahag. Now, Lefir the Bahag, we started explaining this before, now we'll go a little more into it. Lefir the Bahag, if somebody made a Bracha on one day of the Sfira, and said, I could come on a different day of Sfira. Lefir the Bahag, that the Mitzvah of Sfira is out in Mitzvah. Everybody says, and Kavona, that he had for one day, Hagamu was really the wrong day, Nishmal Omer. Yene Kavona, it's not a different mitzvah. If it's not a different mitzvah, I would say l'chayr is all yotze zayin. L'chayr it should be doyme to the marshal Shefa or Lulav. The halacha is the marshal, I'll give you a marshal. By Shefa the halacha is Mishabur Pasuk, because it's the same as Shubas Binyan Olam. Somebody made a bracha al Tkiyah Shefa. Started blowing, and then he switched Shefas. He didn't have Kavanah Mitzchila to do that, but now he has to switch a Shefa. So the Mishabur Pasuk means you don't make another bracha. The first bracha he made helps for the second one also. However, if he didn't blow b'chlau, and then he made a bracha on a shayfa, he didn't blow b'chlau, and now didn't go. Then the shayfa, the first shayfa didn't work, takes the second shayfa, which he did not have kavana to use. Then we blow the second shayfa from outside. So there the mishbrua, I think, passed against that you have to make a bracha. Habuk ketrofen oba, as the rabbi Yoh gufo, halt nisht azay. The rabbi Yoh, in Masech the Megillah, says mefurish, if somebody switches the Megillah, or you switch to the shayfa, you don't make a different bracha. A different shayfa or a different megillah is not machayev and ayah bracha. Because the mitzvah is the same. Now, l'chayev you can imagine that and say, so, because the mitzvah of megillah l'marshal is the kriya. He made a bracha, the bracha is on the kriya. Shayfa, the mitzvah is not on the shayfa, the mitzvah is on the blood, on the kriya which comes out of the shayfa. The shayfa and the megillah are me'anish, they have a sense of how to make the mitzvah. The day which he counts, as the ganze sfira is alt ein mitzvah. The day which he counts is the chatimtza v'itzumach in the sfira. Nisht, not pshat, that is the etzem chetza, the mitzvah alint. Avad it's the mitzvah alint, be'etzem. Obit is the mitzvah alint, v'alt as the sfira sheboy. Not because of the day sheboy which he counted, but because the day which you count, it's just, that's the way how you make the mitzvah. Just like Tkiya Shefa, the Moslem needs a kosher, a Shefa, Kriya Shefa, Megillah needs a kosher, a Megillah, on a kosher, a Megillah, a Apostle, a Megillah, a Apostle, a Shefa, Hotanish can kail. I'm saying the right day, hot and ish can svira. Oh, but the svira alain is the counting of the day. The number, that's the hechatim to how to count it. Oh, but the counting, the mitzvah, the svira sa'ime. The svira sa'ime, that's the mitzvah. When I'm not the bracha, his kavon is on the mitzvah. Not on the hechatim to how the mitzvah is there to chiton. As if by Megillah, when he makes a bracha, the Megillah is nishtva achelik, to get Yisrael in the kavanah to bracha, he could switch the Megillah, it doesn't need a new bracha. Shofar, he could switch the shofar, he doesn't need a new shofar. So too, Svira Sa'ime, the day, doesn't nishtva kavanah from the mitzvah from Svira Sa'ime. The mitzvah from Svira Sa'ime is the mitzvah from counting the days. Counting the days is not which exact day it is. Which exact day it is the hechatimtza of how you count the days. Since it's only merely the hechatimtza of how you do the mitzvah, doesn't the mitzvah length that it's yoyim dalid. The mitzvah is sailing sefer zayin the yomim. Mele, when he makes the bracha al svira so'ime, even if he had kavana for a different day, obifah the mitzvah hot to gehat the zelbugi kavana. When he had kavana for a different day, sinish can handle the kavana in the mitzvah from svira so'ime. The mitzvah from svira so'ime is the same kavana. And mele al pizeh, the fiyuns of the Yesoid, can attack if Hashtayin la halacha, that if somebody makes a bracha on the kavana with kavana for the wrong day, even if he made kavana straight through, the whole bracha, he had talshi kavana, he had kavana for the wrong day straight through, it's machnish days. Because the kavana of Svira Sa'imer messachnished with the kavana of the day. And therefore, Kolzman, he made a bracha of Svira Sa'imer with kavana to count Svira. It doesn't matter which day he had kavana to count. He wouldn't go back and make a new bracha because unzan is a choshish for the sheep of the Bahag. They say, Pirish lama lefid rav yon and the Torah and the under the sheetas which hold each day is a separate mitzvah. Okay, shay. Their bracha which he had kavana for the wrong day, it's a nishkan bracha. There was a falsh kavana. The whole bracha is not valid anymore. Aber unzan choshish for the sheep of the Bahag, we got to be making a bracha. We pass, you don't make a bracha if you miss the day. Who are the nami? The same thing would be if you had wrong kavana b'shas when you made the bracha. It also doesn't stare because maybe the bracha was good. Because lepid b'hag, the bracha is okay. Hayoyt lepid b'hag, the bracha is kosher. Mele kum tzachoyt la'alocha, halocha l'maisa. Somebody had wrong kavana in part of the bracha, or he had wrong kavana even in the whole bracha. But either way, we pass, and we'll choyshev the shittes b'hag. He won't be choyzer, and he won't make the bracha over.